Futures Radio Show, sponsored by CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse futures and options exchange. CME Group's markets help individuals and businesses around the world effectively manage risk. For access to free educational tools and resources for the active individual trader, please visit activetrader.cmegroup.com.
Every day, traders and investors dive in to tackle the ever-changing markets to find opportunity. Futures Radio Show is your number one source for answers to the questions that all market participants want to ask. Veteran futures trader Anthony Crudele sits down with the most influential leaders and top traders in the industry. Now, here's your host, Anthony Crudele.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in for this episode with Tim McCourt. Remember, new shows are posted every Monday and Thursday. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes and YouTube. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a review on iTunes. Before I play today's interview for you, I want to give a shout out to the great sponsors of Futures Radio Show: CME Group, Trading Technologies, RJO Futures, and Top Step Trader. To learn more about these sponsors and the important things they are doing for futures traders, be sure to click on their logos on our website. Recently, I attended the FIA Expo in Chicago and sat down with Tim McCourt. He's the global head of equity products at CME Group. Tim and I discussed how the recent volatility in the equity markets has brought a new daily volume record in the NASDAQ 100 futures that has held since 2008. We chatted about the FANG impact on the NASDAQ futures. He explains total return futures, BTIC, which are the basis traded index close futures, and why they are seeing surges of up to 300% in daily volume over the past few months. Finally, Tim gives us an update on the Russell futures coming back to CME Group and how options on equity futures are growing across the board. Without further ado, let me take you right to the interview with Tim.
Tim, welcome back to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
It's always great to speak with you, Tim. I always say to all my trader friends, buy CME Group stock when the equity markets start having these big sell-offs because volume's upticking, and that's always good for exchanges. It's like the one stock you know you want to buy when you see a sell-off and you know volumes are going up. And I know that CME had a record volume day in NASDAQ. I think it was last week. And actually, the timing couldn't have been better for you guys because you just re-signed with the NASDAQ for the NASDAQ 100 future. So congratulations. That's great. Love to see that at CME. So talk to us a little bit about the re-signing and a little bit about the volume record.
Yeah, thanks. And it's actually, you know, it's a wonderful time to be celebrating some of these volumes in NASDAQ because we just did re-sign our agreement with them, extending our rights through 2029. You know, we have more than a two-decade relationship with NASDAQ, and myself, CME, and our customers are very pleased to see that continue for the foreseeable future. And when we look at the NASDAQ itself, it continues to be a very popular futures in terms of volumes, in terms of how it's traded. It's benefiting not only from some of the volatility we've seen in 2018, but even if you look back to 2017, it was one of the few index properties at CME that was up year over year in 2017 versus 2016. So when we had a little bit of the return of volatility last week, the NASDAQ did have a single day trading volume record on Thursday, October 11th, where it traded just under 1.15 million contracts. To put that in perspective, it shattered by, you know, I mean, I say shattered, but by broke it by about 1,100, 1,200 contracts, but a 10-year record. You know, the last volume record was from September of 2008 for the NASDAQ. So this is quite a milestone for the contract, and market participants and customers are continuing to turn to the NASDAQ to trade during these volatile times.
Wow, 10 years? You know, seeing the NASDAQ break a million, I have to say, when I saw it that day, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. You know, we've seen it grow over the years, and the NASDAQ has put up several high volume days in 2018, and it was great to, you know, we've come close to the record before. I think just earlier in that week, on Monday or Tuesday, we were the fifth or sixth highest volume record day, and I thought that was an achievement. And then comes along Thursday, and you know, puts up 1.15 million contracts. That's just, it's phenomenal to watch. You know, that NASDAQ volumes for 2018 are also up about 51% versus 2017 full year, which is a little bit better than some of the other index properties we have, where overall through September or through Q3 end, Our volumes in the equity index complex are up a little over 22% versus 2017. So NASDAQ is clearly a shining star in 2018 for us and for our customers.
I mean, a lot of the traders that I talk to that are obviously trading the equity indices, a lot of them are trading NASDAQ now. Russell, too. We're going to get into that a little bit more. But, the NASDAQ has just become more and more popular. And, you know, a lot of that is because of the FANG. Let's face it. That's why I think a lot of people are relating to the NASDAQ futures. And actually, another exchange started a FANG futures contract. I don't know, maybe it was a year ago, whatever. And I put a tweet out there saying, we already have one. It's called the NASDAQ 100. And, you know, and I say that jokingly, but it's seriously, because if you are looking at the NASDAQ 100, it's being moved by the FANG stocks. I mean, they're heaviest weight in it because they're the ones that are the most traded. And, you know, then when it comes to the futures, they're going to be led, you know, by those FANG stocks.
Sure, you know, and it's... You can't deny the impact of the FANG craze on things like the NASDAQ 100 complex, whether it be on the futures or options on futures, or even some of the cash index options that are out there. And it's because when you look at market cap weighted indices, you know, those popular stocks, those leading technology companies, those leading industrial companies that are forming a large percent of that weight, they tend to also be popular. They're in the news. They're, you know, on the cutting edge of their industry. So market participants and investors and traders want to be involved. So that's something that we saw the last few years. It's something that we see continue in 2018. And you're absolutely correct. You know, if you want to get exposure to those stocks and you want to do it in the best possible futures product or other product available, it is the NASDAQ 100 E-mini at CME Group. You know, that's a contract that's been around a long time. It has robust 24-hour liquidity. That NASDAQ future also trades about eight times that of the Q's ETF, you know, in terms of other alternative product choices. And then when you look at some of the benefits that the futures provide, if you're an investor or you're an individual who are holding those FANG stocks, you can use either the NASDAQ future to hedge that risk if you don't like what the market's doing right now, or if you want to increase that risk, you can use futures for certain. And you can do so in a way without having to liquidate your physical holdings. So there are benefits from tax planning perspectives or managing your capital or not having to liquidate your position should you need to. You can hedge with futures. But I do think the better way to do it is you should be looking to implement that trade with futures to begin with because of the inherent product benefits that futures provide. When you look at the FANG stock trade, that's a securities trade. That's a heavy capital outlay, whether you're doing fully funded or kind of a Reg T margin account in your securities account, where on the NASDAQ future, it's a broad-based index future. You know, that's a 4-5% margin outlay at onset, so you can just be much more efficient for the same risk or manage your risk much more efficiently by using the future than through some of the traditional stock vehicles or ETFs. So I think it's definitely provided a boon to the NASDAQ complex across the street, and I think we definitely are seeing some of the outsized benefit being expressed in futures because of all the benefits that we provide.
And getting back to the FANGs, as a trader, that term does kind of annoy me a little bit. I mean, I'm not gonna lie about it, but you know, because I've seen cycles where certain stocks lead, you know, either the NASDAQ or the S&P. That's just the way it is. So right now they're hot. So that's something that is obviously you look to the NASDAQ and you want to see divergences, I think, also between those FANG stocks and other stocks. That's why I like the NASDAQ 100 futures so much, is because it's a real tell for what the NASDAQ's doing. We'll get into that at a different time. But let's talk about you mentioned total return funds or futures to me the other day. And to be honest, I didn't even know much about them. And I know they've been around a few years, but all of a sudden now they're becoming real popular. Explain to everyone what they are.
Sure. So a total return future at CME is a traditional future on the S&P 500 total return index. The total return index offers the same exposure that the SPX index does or our E-mini S&P 500 future does, but it reinvests the dividend daily distributions into the index at the close. So what it provides to investors and traders across the street is exposure to the S&P 500 with dividends accounted for. You don't have that same dividend exposure or risk that you do when trading the E-mini S&P 500 contract. So as the name implies, you receive the total return, price return, plus the dividend return of the index. This is something that we launched back in 2016 at CME Group, and it's something that we've had out for a while, but it has really caught on the last few months here at CME Group. And a large part of that is being driven by some of the capital rule changes and some of the uncleared margin rule changes that are impacting the institutional futures class. Those market participants are starting to feel some of the impact, where futures are a much more capitally efficient and margin efficient vehicle for them to use. So when we've seen this slow growth in our total return futures over the last few years, you know, it was doing maybe about 1,500 contracts a day the first two quarters of the year, and we did about 5,000 contracts a day in Q3. We're about a little over 210,000 contracts of open interest, just north of $30 billion of outstanding notional. So to kind of put up some of those open interest numbers from a contract perspective, as well as a US dollar notional value perspective for a futures contract that's just a few years old, is pretty astounding to watch. And customers are providing very positive feedback to us, the benefit that these futures are providing when they trade them alongside their other equity index contracts at CME.
Why now? I mean, all of a sudden, boom. I mean, they're three times the volume just like that.
Yeah, I think it's really because, as you know, with any of these new regulatory rule implementations or capital changes, sometimes it takes a while for some of the policy to trickle down to the, let's call it, the desk level on the street. So more firms and more participants came in scope in 2018 for some of the things around uncleared margin rules. And it's just a matter of time where they're, as those swaps that are in their portfolio mature and come to termination, they're moving out of it into futures. So a little bit of, a, let's call it, a calendar effect, yep, or the cyclical effect of swap expiration. And then you couple that with just the policy being implemented and being distilled down at the policy and perhaps P&L level, which is sometimes the biggest driver for an individual trader. They're turning to the total return futures as a better alternative than the traditional OTC or over-the-counter equity index swap.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show so far, but I want to pause and thank one of our sponsors, Trading Technologies. I started using TT in the year 2000, and I love it. It is by far the best trading platform I have ever used, and I've tried a lot of them. With TT, you can trade the global markets from virtually anywhere in the world. They are the world's fastest commercially available futures trading platform. I highly suggest you go try out TT, especially because you can try it for free. Just go to tryttnow.com and set up your account.
Let's talk about the BTIC, which is the Basis Traded Index Futures. It was also launched, I don't know, was it 2-3 years ago? And I was reading the other day that they're picking up. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, BTIC, or we call it BTIC, is the Basis Traded Index Close, and that's been another very strong, successful product launch at CME, where we introduced that at the end of 2015, and that allows market participants to trade the difference or the basis between the cash index or the official cash index and the future. And this is something that people use where they need to benchmark against the close, or they need to manage their option risk at the close, or perhaps the delta resulting from their gamma profile as a function of their variance swaps. These are all things that are kind of happen to the close. But traditionally, market participants have had to either use cash baskets or, you know, upstairs NAV trades and ETFs, and then use EFPs to get into futures. And we said, there's a much more efficient way to do that, and that's via BTIC. Let's allow investors and market participants and customers to trade that basis against the close, against the official cash index, in futures form without some of that other convoluted operational aspects. So customers have really embraced it. You know, we're just about over 36,000 contracts a day in our S&P 500 BTIC, which is a three times increase versus 2017. And, you know, we were talking about records in NASDAQ, but BTIC just had a record last week as well, where we just did about a little over 95,000 contracts of the S&P 500 BTIC and just under 110,000 across all the major U.S. indices, Russell 2, NASDAQ, Dow, and S&P. So similar to the total return future, this is a product market participants are turning to in lieu of traditional OTC vehicles or kind of upstairs transactions, where they're now getting the same type of price discovery and trading around the benchmark, but with enjoying all the benefits that futures at CME provide.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to hear that we're seeing these products really picking up right now. It's great for the futures industry. Last but not least, let's talk a little bit about the Russell. It came off ice last year, so how's it going at CME?
I mean, it's great. You know, the Russell has been a continued excellent story. The return of the Russell at CME is something we've been very proud of since 2015, when we executed that deal with FTSE Russell. And last July of 2017, the contract returned to CME. And it was fun, it was exciting, but it was also a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, when you're talking about moving a major benchmark from an incumbent exchange to CME, there are some risks involved. So we were very pleased to see in September of 2017 that we were able to move over about 92% of the open interest into CME at the first available opportunity at the September-December roll in 2017, and volume has grown since then. We did about a little over 90,000 in terms of ADV, or average daily volume, in 2017, and that's up to about 135,000 in 2018, so a very strong growth. We still have some work to do to increase those volumes and return the Russell 2000 future back to its rightful place of prominence in the futures ecosystem, but we're well on our way, and customers are enjoying all the margin offsets and capital efficiencies alongside the other equity index contracts, and even our options on futures on Russell 2000 are doing pretty well, doing between 3,000 and 4,000 a day there, which is also a significant increase that we've enjoyed since bringing the contract back to CME for options on futures. So it's great to see all of the aspects of the Russell 2000 offering really starting to take off at CME, and we're looking forward to continuing to bring it to new heights with our customers, and it's been really, really great to have it back.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, like I said earlier, many of my friends that are typically ES, which is the mini S&P traders, a lot of them are trading, you know, the Russell and the NASDAQ now, so you're seeing those volumes grow. Everybody's still trading the S&P as well. That's always going to be the big boy, but definitely seeing growth spread out now, you know, among the other indices. Last question before I let you go today, Tim. You mentioned the options growth in the Russell. How does the options growth in the equities look across the board?
Yeah, so, you know, options on futures tends to be a pretty strong growth story for CME year over year. You know, where a lot of our volume is coming in the S&P 500 options, where they're up about 19% or just a little under 20% year over year versus 2017. And that continues to be strong. You know, we see some growth in the NASDAQ options on futures. I think they're doing about 10 or 11,000 contracts a day. The Russell futures, again, you know, doing between 3 to 4,000. But, you know, some days you're doing upwards of 7 or 8,000 contracts a day. And options on futures just continue to be a unique tool for the marketplace, mainly because it delivers the future. You know, when looking at managing some of these broad-based index exposures around equity option expiration, it's a challenge to manage some of those resulting cash baskets, or how do you replace that delta. If you're a volatility trader, you know, you're not necessarily always skilled with managing a basket of 2,000 stocks to perfectly replicate the Russell. You don't have the same type of combo or synthetic market in the Russell that you do for some of the S&P products. So I think the option on a future where you could take or make delivery of that future in a seamless delta fashion at that observation at expiration is an inherent benefit of the product. And I think customers are really starting to use that as one of the tool of many they have across the street when managing their equity index volatility exposure.
Yeah, and just going back to all the people that I talk to in the industry, so many traders like myself are getting more and more involved with options on futures because it allows you to take advantage of those moves while you're sleeping. You know, because a lot of us are day traders. We're not going to stay up every day and every night, you know, and you think the market's going to go in one direction, but you don't want to sit in an outright future, so you go to the options. So I know a lot of us, a lot of the people that I talk to are moving more and more into options on futures. So it's good to hear. Tim, great stuff today. Where can people learn more about some of these stats and some of these things we talked about today? Is it just cmegroup.com, or is there a special spot specifically for the stuff we discussed?
Yeah, great question. And you could always go to cmegroup.com, which is always the best place to find out information. But we do have some friendly URLs that people could look at, where it's basically cmegroup.com/total return/equity options/BTIC. So you see a pattern. It's basically slash and then the topic du jour is always a good way if they want to quickly drill down. But you can always feel free to start at cmegroup.com and then click on trading and click on your favorite asset class, equity index.
Awesome. Yeah, everybody, also, you know, you could follow CME Group on Twitter at CME Group. Tim, thank you so much for joining me on Futures Radio Show.
Great. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Futures Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments for myself or my guests, please visit futuresradioshow.com and sign up to be a premium member for free. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes.